Opinions expressed by talk show hosts or callers on KWRO AM 630 do not necessarily represent or express the opinions of the staff and management of KWRO AM 630 or Bicoastal Media LLC, its sponsors and subsidiaries. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from the palatial Bicoastal Media Studios high atop the Hall Building in beautiful downtown Coos Bay, it's the Jim Bice Show. Here he is, Jim Bice, the guy everyone hates to love.
Good afternoon, Coos County, and welcome to the Jim Bice Show. It's a gorgeous Monday here in the Bay Area, and I hope you're enjoying the nice weather while it lasts. I got a number of things I want to discuss today, and if you'd like to join the conversation, I'd love to hear from you. You can give me a call here at 541-267-2124, or if you're outside the immediate calling area, you can call toll-free at 800-507-5569. And with that, I want to welcome my guest today, Rob Taylor. I know that's a name that nobody's ever heard before, but
one of my many, many aliases there.
Yeah, yes, yes. I drug him in here kicking and screaming because I want him to give us an update on some stuff.
You know you lie. I'm a publicity whore. Come on, get real.
Well, I'm trying to be nice to you.
I know.
Give me a break.
You were very respectful. I appreciate that. Yeah, that's,
you know, I'm not going to talk on the air the way I talk to you off the air.
Oh, right, right.
What's the status on your band and ordinance down there?
Well, you know, Jim, I was expecting a letter in the post office today telling me whether I got enough signatures or not. So I called over to our new county clerk. Well, right. She hasn't been officially sworn in yet, so she's still, you
I
know,
think
quite,
February 1st. Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's Debbie Heller, who's, I'm a friend of Debbie's. I've known her for about 10 years, and she's great over there in that department.
She has done a terrific job. Terry Turry kind of trained her as her protege, and she did a great job.
Yeah, it was funny. I mentioned to Melissa when they were considering who to put in that position, and I said, you know, I recommended Debbie, and Melissa said, well, you should come to the meeting. I said, Melissa, if you're not smart enough to know that Debbie's the only one to fill that position, I don't really think me being there is going to help you any, you know.
It's, well, when you're talking about Melissa, assuming that she's smart enough to know something, I think you're probably stepping in it.
Yeah, I know. I was taking a risk there, but, you know, I figured even Melissa couldn't be that ignorant, but, you know, it's taking a risk, so I'm a gambler. What the hell? So I expected a letter in the post office, and I didn't get it, so I called over to Debbie, and she said that she had sent it back to them by the, it should have been there by the 20th. They should have had it, so that was over 10 days ago,
right.
So the Bandon, they are the election official because it's a city initiative.
Right.
And so they're supposed to send me that letter within 15 days, and it's been 18 days. And so I called on, well, I didn't call over there. I emailed because I don't like to call because what they say on the phone is never exactly what's played out in real world.
And if you've got an email, you've got it in print.
I've always got it in print. And then I can put it on my website, CoosCountyWatchdog.com, so that everyone can see it. So that's a very important thing with this email. And so she has not responded to me yet. And I tell you right now,
the city is basically in violation.
Is in violation of the Secretary of State's rule that they have 15 days to get that back to me. And so since it's a new manager and a new finance director, I believe is her position, she's also the election official, I thought I'd give her a couple of days and see. But if they didn't got it to me by next week, I guess I'm going to have to give the Secretary of State a call because I know Dennis Richardson. And
I do, too. He's been right here on
his
show.
He's been right here on his show. So, you know, if we got any favors owed, I guess now's the time, right? So,
well, I don't like to call in favors, but sometimes you don't have a choice.
Yeah, sometimes you don't have a choice, but He knows me. He wasn't going to give me any favors anyway, so let's be real.
And you probably don't deserve them.
And I don't deserve them anyway. So I guess according to them, we still don't know the results of that, and I turned them in back on the 12th was the last three signatures that I turned in. So it's kind of ridiculous that it's taken that long.
How many signatures did you get as opposed to how many you need?
I needed 268. I got 312 signatures. So
hopefully that's enough for Marge.
You know, the problem is that there's so many people in Bandon who abandon addresses, but they don't know that they actually live outside the city.
And I
would specifically ask them. I would watch one guy signed, and I asked him three times if he lived inside the city. And, of course, he put down a road and an address that was a mile outside.
Right.
So you're always fighting that battle.
Well, people think just because they have a Bandon mailing address, and it isn't just Bandon, it's every other town.
Right.
Just because you have a mailing address with a certain city and a certain zip code doesn't mean you're within those city limits.
And let me tell you, folks, if you really believe in what someone's doing when they're out getting petition signatures, the last thing you want to do is sign it twice. I had a lady who told me she signed it twice.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
Are you nuts?
She just wiped out a whole page.
Yeah, well, no, actually not. They'll only count her signature once, and then they'll discount it the second time, according to the Secretary of State. They don't eliminate an entire page just because it's...
They were doing that for quite a while.
Were they?
Okay. They got caught on it a couple times on some of the statewide petitions. They get a page that had a bad signature. They were just disposing of the entire page. Of course, that was when Democrats were in 100% control.
And
now,
it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
The worst thing you can do on a petition is cross out any information, or the very worst thing you can do, and this will get a page kicked out, is put whiteout on it.
Yeah.
And I've seen people who they'll try to correct a mistake with whiteout, and you're like, are you crazy? This is an official document. You don't, you know.
I did some research into that some years ago. The proper way to do it is if you make an error, you cross through it and initial it.
And initial it, right.
And then write the correct information next to it.
And yeah, and some people, I'll even tell them, if you're not sure, just do it again. Start over on the next line. I mean, you know, if it's not correct, they'll go on to the next one. And so, you know, if you're out there and you're really interested in what people are doing, please do not sign twice. Please do not sign if you're not in the area, because you're only defeating the purpose of the person who's doing the petition.
Exactly. Now, something else that you've gotten involved in is... the state of Jefferson.
Oh, wow. I'll tell you, that's coming on heavy. It's there's a group in California who are really pushing this.
Well, you know, a poll that was taken last week shows that a third of California voters are in favor of secession. That mindset is probably a benefit for the state of Jefferson.
Now, actually, there were two movements. Once Hillary was elected president of California by all those illegal aliens out there, we made sure that we weren't part of Cal Exit, which is a movement of secession, and we are not for secession. We are just looking for separation. We're looking, and in fact, we're going to increase the amount of states to a 51st state, the state of Jefferson.
Now, wait a minute. No, you're wrong. Your math is wrong. According to King Barack Hussein Obama, it would be the 58th
state. The 58th state for Obama, yeah. Yes. I want to correct that.
Yeah, because, you know, he traveled... through 57 states while it was campaigning.
Yeah, I wonder what those other seven were. I guess Ibonics has to something to explain with that. I'm not sure.
I couldn't figure that out either. But you know, basically, what the state of Jefferson is, they want to take Northern California from just north of San Francisco,
just north of San Francisco,
and part of Oregon, and I think Coos County is the northernmost county.
The northernmost county is Coos County, and we go over all the way to Jackson County and Josephine County. And Josephine County is the first county who has declared, through a vote of their board, their intentions to formation with the state of Jefferson.
Great.
Now, let me explain the process to you so that people don't get all excited and then realize a decade down the road that we're still fighting this. Hey, Rob, we were going to do this. Well, you just can't do anything just right off the cuff, because this is government, and you know, they work at a snail's pace unless you're president and have I'll tell you, Trump, I love waking up every morning. I told you it was going to be a fun election.
Oh, this has been a hoot. You know what has everybody so upset, Rob?
Yeah.
The bottom line, he's doing what he said he was going to do.
Isn't that? And he's doing it at a pace that no one has ever done before. It's like it's coming out so fast that I can't even keep track of all the executive orders.
Yeah, the liberals and the media are tripping all over themselves because they don't have time to properly set up their fake news because he's already on to the next thing.
Right. By the time they're discussing the last executive order, they're already in transition with the next executive order. And it's almost like he can keep on top of the news pace by keeping at a rapid pace,
right,
faster than what they're able to
keep
pick it up.
And
see, they can't disseminate that information fast enough and get it to their people. And so I'm really enjoying these protesters because I don't have to be one of those. You know, when I was in a tea party, all of those people telling us we were crazy, calling
right
us tea baggers and how we were out there assaulting poor black people and we were all dressed up like the
Klan.
Never
happened.
And never happened. Yeah, you know, my sheet was at the cleaners that day, you know. And so, you know, I am so against racism because I'm against socialism and any form of collectivism I am so opposed to that I find it repugnant that anyone would hate someone based on their color because you're blaming them for the group that they're aligned with.
Well, and you're blaming people for something over which they have absolutely no control.
And
we not a single one of us had any choice on who our parents were.
Right.
Nobody ever.
Right.
And to hold it against somebody because of their ethnicity or race, I mean, that's the epitome of stupid.
That is the epitome of stupid. And I'll tell you what, we were never having those problems like they're having right now with them stopping up traffic, with them blocking up the airports,
right,
with them attacking people. They had that actor, Shia LaBeouf, I think his name is.
Shia LaBeouf.
What an idiot. You know, and he's out there harassing people. And I'm thinking, you know, this is one of the things when we marched, we were always marching peacefully. So, you know, when we start these things like this State of Jefferson movement, we hopefully will have some of these
some demonstrations.
Demonstrations,
yeah.
Some rallies, and hopefully, you know, and every single one of my rallies have always been peaceful. In fact, we've gone out of the way to make sure that there were people there to self-police
what
we were doing. And I'd have a couple of big guys out there, so if any of those crazy anarchists came to our meetings, well, we'd make sure and keep that in check. In fact, I remember one of the Tea Party rallies, a gentleman was questioning some of the things we were doing, and I challenged some of his assumptions and really significantly put him back into his place, and he was coming up to the stage, and when he was coming up to the stage, about 6-7 old people got in front of this guy and wouldn't allow him to go any further. And I thought this was great because I was looking to get my butt kicked.
Well,
because
that would have saved you the trouble of having to kill the SOB.
Yeah, you know? Well, yeah, I'm unlike you.
You know, there's another aspect of that. Just to give people an idea of what's really going on. Remember the Women's March for the Trump inauguration, we had, they say now, an estimated 800,000 women marching in Washington, D.C., and around 2 million worldwide. Did you know that after that march, Washington, D.C. Had to pick up 12 tons of debris that these people left behind? That isn't counting the property they damaged and the people that were injured, but 12 tons. And then last Friday for the pro-life march, which, by the way, the lamestream media called it the anti-abortion march.
That's
it wasn't
incorrect.
Pro-life.
Right.
But they called it the anti-abortion march. But when they were done, the streets were clean. No one was injured. No property was damaged. No businesses were destroyed. But yet the media favors the ones that are doing the destruction. And it's a travesty. Another little tidbit. I did some research over the weekend. Since the November 8th election, the mainstream media has been caught 40 times, now that's the number I could verify. There may be more than that, but I could verify 40 times of putting out fake news and having to go back and either backstep on it or do a retraction, which, you know, in the case of New York Times, I don't remember which issue it was, but they did a big headline, which was basically a lie. And it took them 12 days, and they printed their retraction at the bottom of page 9.
I was going to say, yeah, it's usually in page 8, section D, something like that.
Well, see, this is the way it works. And the media and libs have not learned a damn thing since Trump took office. They're still playing according to their own rule book. So, but I want to get back to the state of Jefferson. I'll tell you what, though. I'm way over for a break. Let's take a break, and I want to discuss this state of Jefferson a little bit more. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call, 541-267-2124. We'll be right back.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole in the Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
I'm a tire guy, and while you think you need new tires, what you really need is tires that created the whole off-road thing, and the kind of tough that strikes fear into roots, cages, and gullies everywhere. BF Goodrich Tires. They get you out there where the fun is. How far? That's up to you. Maybe you only need to get your fenders dirty with a little trail ride, or maybe you need to scramble up cliffs and cross the goo to get to your favorite fishing hole. When Playground Earth calls, you'll definitely be tough. Come see Far West Tire Factory in Coos Bay for the BF Goodrich All-Terrain TAKO and the Rugged Terrain.
Gibbs RV closeout sale at Gibbs RV in Coos Bay. Gibbs RV closeout sale. Save thousands on 2016 travel trailers and fifth wheels. Gibbs RV closeout sale. Great selection from Forest River and Keystone. Gibbs RV closeout sale. Save like never before on Winnebago and Outdoors RV. Gibbs RV closeout sale. Shop early while supplies last. Only at Gibbs RV in Coos Bay.
Today's newer vehicles are more dependable than ever before. Qualified technicians keep them operating at peak efficiency. Bayshore Auto Repair, North Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay, have all the proper equipment and training to service and repair today's high-tech vehicles. Bayshore Auto Repair believes that care of their customers is just as important as the care they give your vehicle. Call 269-2700 for an appointment to keep your car, truck, or RV in top running condition. Bayshore Auto Repair. Top quality service and excellent customer care are their most important goals.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. Again, if you'd like to join the conversation, give me a call here, 541-267-2124. And I want to go over, let folks know the process on this state of Jefferson. This is something that's not going to happen tomorrow. It's going to take a while, but there is a process for
there is a process, and we really need to get it started because there's about 17 counties in Southern Oregon who can join in this endeavor. And what you have to do is we have to go to each and every county in Oregon and in California who are involved in the process, and they have to declare for the state of Jefferson, and they will form a committee for the state of Jefferson. And so basically the county commissioners have to vote on it. Now, you know, we have two county commissioners who probably won't support it, but I have found a gentleman.
Oh, well, all you got to do, get the Indians to support it, and then you got Cribbins, and then get the old boys to support it, and then you got Sweet.
Well, I just got to promise them something. I haven't figured out what yet, but.
Well, do like Sweet does. Promise them taxpayer money.
There you go. It's not mine. I feel free to give it away. But we'll have to write the declaration up as an ordinance, and I'll probably have to do an initiative. But first, I want to have this meeting that's going to happen on March 3rd, where hopefully I'll get about 60 people to show up. That's usually what my regular meetings contain of. And once we get a group here who's willing to go to the commissioners, we'll find out where their position is on it. And so every county will have to get their commissioners, or they'll have to do an initiative to do the declaration. And then the declaration goes to the capitals of those counties. If it's in Oregon, that would be Salem. And if it's in California, it'd
be
Sacramento.
The states, not the counties.
Right,
the, yeah,
the states.
The state capitals.
And then each state legislators, both houses, have to vote on it. And the governor has to sign it saying that they're willing to do the formation of the state of Jefferson. Then that goes to the U.S. Congress.
Yeah.
And luckily right now, I think we have some guys who might actually be interested in that. So some of these Republicans, we'll see how much they're into the federalist system for real. And we'll see if the Congress will allow us to form our own state. And right now, there is a big movement in California. Like you said, there's a huge movement. And Northern California is seeing what Southern California is doing as far as that succession movement.
Oh, yeah.
And this, and I think the reason this is picking up, Jim, is that they're trying to hedge against that California exit because they don't want succession. They want separation from Oregon and California, and they want to form their own state. And mainly because we're the rural communities.
Yeah. If you look at the way both states are set up, you know, in Oregon, you have Portland wagging the dog.
Right.
If you're not on the I-5 corridor, if you're not in Portland, you don't exist.
Right.
And the people that live in California, and I know some people live in Northern California, they got the same problem. If you're not in LA or San Francisco, you don't exist.
And look at all the gun laws that the governor just imposed on them.
Speaking of gun laws. This is a perfect segue into my next thing.
I did that on purpose.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown has requested new legislation to further impede your right to lawfully acquire a firearm. Now, this hasn't made the lamestream media, of course. They won't report on it because, you know, Brown's the fair-haired kid to them. But there's a bill... House Bill 2237, it would eliminate the safeguard that allows a firearms transfer to take place after 3 business days have elapsed if the Oregon State Police do not complete a background check. Now, remember, under the asinine law that they passed last year, even transactions between individuals have got to go through OSP for a background check, except in the counties where we passed a Second Amendment ordinance. But the state law is on the books. And what this means is if you try to transfer a firearm, whether you buy it from a dealer or whether you're buying or selling with a private individual, by law, that's got to go through a background check. And what HB 2237 says is that, well, if they don't get around to doing it within a 3-day period, you're just going to have to wait until they feel like going ahead and processing it and giving an approval. Right now, the way the law is, if OSP does not make a determination within 3 business days of the sale, then the sale can go ahead and get and be completed and the firearm released to the purchaser. As with every other provision of law that allows people to exercise their constitutionally guaranteed rights, Brown, and don't forget, Brown was financed by Bloomberg, the most anti-gun SOB in the country. She was financed heavily by him, and she and all of her flunkies are calling this safeguard a loophole. How in the hell can it be a loophole to exercise your constitutionally guaranteed rights?
In fact, it's a loophole that they denied us because we were allowed to have it. So, in fact, it's the opposite.
Exactly. When the state imposes a regulation that says your rights can be suspended by the state for no reason, because there's no reason given in any of this, then any law that provides protections against indefinite suspension of those rights or any other constitutional rights that protects the individual from government must be a loophole. Anybody out there, and I don't care what right it is, whether it's the right of free speech, the right to peacefully assemble, the right to petition government for grievances, freedom of religion, the right to own a firearm, the right to be safe in your person and belongings, according to the Fourth Amendment. According to Brown and her flunkies, those are all loopholes. And according to her, the state should be able to come in and just arbitrarily get rid of your ability to exercise your constitutionally guaranteed rights. That's how dangerous this is, folks. This isn't about guns. This is about constitutionally guaranteed rights. And if they get away with it on this, what do you think is next? You know, they've already watered down the First Amendment with their silly hate speech. Well, according to them, anything they disagree with is hate speech. My own personal opinion, I don't hate anybody. Anybody that I hate is already dead.
You know? It's like my kid. I think he would argue anytime that I didn't allow him to do anything, that was hate speech.
Oh, yeah.
I was hateful because I wouldn't let him play in the road. Damn me.
I know. You're just a mean old evil guy. Here's the kicker on this. Oregon State Police does not provide the numbers on the common delays that are experienced during some firearms transactions. Although, a couple years ago, they said, we're going to release all that information. Well, it's been at least 2 years. It's never been forthcoming.
And I know two people, Jim, who are still waiting because they have not had their name come back cleared. And so they're still waiting, even this law.
Under the law, under the existing law, that transaction should have been completed within 3 business days.
Right.
Under Oregon law, there is no limit on how long OSP can delay a transfer. Could be for the rest of your life. Could be years. That's why the rarely used safeguard allowing a transfer after 3 business days is so important. And this is used very, very rarely. Because by and large, they do a pretty good job of doing the processing and getting an answer back.
Oh, yeah, really quick. Yeah.
But by law, there is, if they pass HB 2237, then OSP can take several lifetimes, if they want, to grant the approval. If the state police don't do their job, a perfectly qualified buyer can be delayed forever. And that's exactly what Kate Brown wants.
Which was attributed to by SB 941 because we've added so much to the workload of the stores with all these personal transactions.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Well, not in Coos County.
Well, not in Coos County. Wallawa, Wheeler, or Curry.
Yeah. But look at the reality behind this, all this rhetoric. All the countless restrictions on our rights have been sold as a way to make us safer.
Yeah.
By keeping guns out of the hands of dangerous people. But what happens when dangerous people try to buy guns and are stopped by this brilliant system? So I got the stats for 2016. As always, they highlight what a joke this system really is. This information, now this is directly from OSP, from the state police. These are their numbers. They're not my numbers. In 2016, out of 302,725 attempted firearm purchases, OSP denied 2,591 of them. That averages out to about 216 denials a month. Now, of those, 78% were denials to prohibited persons. To OSP, that means that individuals convicted of a felony or on probation or who have a restraining order, who have been convicted of controlled substance crimes, certain misdemeanor convictions, and additional federal and state mandates. In other words, these are the bad dudes.
Right.
So what happens when the crack staff at the Firearms Institute Check Unit identifies one of these desperados? The answer is not much.
Nothing at all.
And in all of 2016, of the total of 2,030 felons and other prohibited persons that attempted to buy guns, a grand total of 14 were arrested.
What's that percentage? That's like less than
1%. Less than 1%. Less than 1%.
They've been charged, right? They haven't been charged. They've committed a crime.
Yeah.
And they're not even enforcing the law.
Yeah. And given that the number of unjustified delays is about 95%, I think it's safe to say that the number of unjustified denials is almost certainly just as high.
Right.
But it's still obvious that there's no serious effort to actually do anything about the prohibited buyers. So what purpose does this charade really serve? It serves to harass and inconvenience legitimate law-abiding citizens, and that's all it's about. This is just another scam by Kate Brown and her flunkies and Bloomberg to deny law-abiding citizens of their constitutionally guaranteed rights, period. And with that, I'm way overdue. I've got to take a break because we got to give something away. I'm dropping stuff all over the floor. I've got this. This is courtesy of your locally owned McDonald's restaurants in Coos Bay, North Bend, Wally World, and Reedsport. I'm going to give away here a certificate for one free sandwich of your choice, one free breakfast sandwich of your choice, one free breakfast, lunch, or dinner extra value meals. That'd be great for those of you that have children. And one free small McCafe beverage, as well as a sheet of coupons that are cover various items. Just buy one, get one free. I'm going to give all this stuff away to caller number 3 at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124, to win all these freebies from your locally owned McDonald's, and I'll be right back.
And now your weekly car care tip from Tom's Bulldog Automotive.
Hi, I'm Tom from Tom's Bulldog Automotive in Coos Bay. How do you save money on brake work? Not by skimping, say the experts, who claim a bargain brake job seldom is a bargain. Instead, they say invest in the best brake service available, drive sensibly, and of course, practice preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance includes a periodic inspection of brake components to stay ahead of excessive wear of your brake rotors and drums. If you have squeaky brakes, they may be getting worn out and need to be replaced.
Make it a point now to have your brakes checked by Tom's Bulldog Automotive. They'll make sure your brakes are working properly and your car is in tip-top shape for the winter. Call them at Tom's Bulldog Automotive today at 541-269-0399. That's 541-269-0399. Or go to tomsbulldog.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former congressman and presidential candidate. We're at the beginning of a new year. Who knows what the future will bring? Hopefully, the years ahead will be better. I am betting on America. But just in case things don't turn out as well as we would like, I am going to tell you about something remarkable that I have recently come across. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. My family and I are using it to prepare for those times that we hope never come. With our home freeze dryer, we are preserving home-cooked meals, fruits and vegetables, even ice cream. It's really easy to use and creates food that is healthy, has no preservatives, and will stay fresh for 25 years. We may not know what the future will bring, but one thing is certain. Because of Harvest Right, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, call 800-511-4113 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-511-4113.
Hi, I'm Chris, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is President of Hillsdale College, Dr. Larry Arn, on the importance of the presidential oath of office.
Members of Congress and federal judges take an oath to the Constitution, but the Constitution prescribes the exact words of the oath only for the president. The American presidency was a new and powerful office created at the Constitutional Convention of 1787. Nothing like it existed in any other constitution in history. It was designed to allow certain virtue, decision, activity, secrecy, dispatch, things like that. And they were thought to be essential to executive power, especially in a crisis. But despite this immense power, the president is not so powerful as the Constitution itself. That is why presidents must pledge to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution, and why it is the duty of the people to ensure that they do so.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket constitution and declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
Have a timeshare? Getting away is hard enough. Getting away from annual maintenance fees is nearly impossible. You need help. Expert help. LoneStarTransfer.com gets timeshare owners out from under the burden of annual maintenance fees. With a 99% success rate, a 100% guarantee, and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Go to LoneStarTransfer.com or call 855-722-3166. Get away from timeshare maintenance fees. LoneStarTransfer.com.
FN handguns bear the DNA of legends. Of John Browning, the father of modern firearms. Of the artisans and craftsmen who brought his genius to life. of the brave souls who defended our freedom on the front lines for the last 100 years, and the brave souls who defend it on the home front today. FN Handguns, the DNA of legends in the palm of your hand. Ask for FN, the world's most battle-proven firearms.
McDonald's Big Mac is the classic American burger with 2 all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Now you can try the Mac Junior, all the flavor of the original Big Mac in a single layer, or the Grand Mac with 1/3 pound of pure beef with no fillers, additives, or preservatives. For a limited time only at your locally owned McDonald's in Coos Bay, North Bend, Walmart, and Meatsport.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I have Rob Taylor in the studio with me, and we're discussing a number of things. I want to kind of move on to something else here. This is something that it's been on my mind for a while, and I finally did some hard research over the weekend and kind of, I refined this down so that hopefully it's going to be understandable. The term is diversity. Every time you look at a talking head on the TV or read an article in one of the fake news publications, or turn on liberal talk radio, which is a financial loser anyway, but you always hear about diversity. Our diversity is our strength. We're hearing this crap now over Trump's executive order banning immigrants from certain countries. Diversity. Diversity is the liberal term for divide and conquer. That's what it really means. Divide and conquer. The Lib's definition of diversity is to define certain groups. Like you have gays, which comprise about 2% of the population, transgenders that comprise about 0.5% of the population, black people who comprise about 17% of the population, Muslims who comprise less than 2% of the total population, and illegal aliens, who knows how many of them there are, and women, and in all honesty, women comprise about 50% of the population. But just to name a few, okay? But what the liberals do, they convince these groups that they are discriminated against or oppressed and that they're victims, and then they pit them against one another and the population in general. That's diversity. This is the basis of all the whining and sniveling regarding President Trump's executive order to temporarily ban immigration from terrorist exporting countries. It's all about diversity.
Temporarily, I think, was the key word.
Temporarily is the key word. It's a 90-day ban. But this diversity thing, folks, when you hear these people talk diversity, now you know exactly what they're talking about. They're talking about divide and conquer. They do not want Americans to hold together cohesively and project American ideals. That's anathema to everything that they're trying to accomplish. You know, the socialist utopia that they're trying to create here isn't anything new. This comes directly from Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels. It's been around since the 20s, for God's sake. And because our government schools do such a poor job of educating people, a lot of these dummies that are out there running around carrying placards for this and that and the other thing, if you try to talk to them, they don't have a clue. They don't know the laws. They don't know the Constitution. All they know is, well, I'm a victim. I'm oppressed because I'm a complete idiot. That's what they're saying. And there's no doubt that's the one thing they're right about. They are complete idiots. You know, the lamestream media and the idiot politicians, now have their shorts all knotted up over President Trump's executive order to ban immigrants from certain terror-infested regions from entering America. And so-called journalists who aren't, you know, I think real journalism is pretty well dead in America. But these so-called journalists are putting on blinders so they can justify their attacks on Trump. And Democrats have tried to make political hay from this order by decrying how this is an assault on America itself. This is not who we are. Well, maybe it's not who they are, but it's sure as hell who the vast majority of Americans are. You know, it's not a permanent ban. It's geared towards tightening vetting procedures that Barack Hussein Obama's own security officials, including FBI head James Comey and Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, had declared during the Obama presidency were weak and exposed Americans to peril.
Yeah, that was originally an Obama process that he started back early in his presidency. So,
yeah. See, and this outcry also ignores the fact that immigrant refugees into Europe have led to increased violence and murder and rapes, and ISIS has reportedly boasted of its plans to infiltrate its killers into America via the refugee resettlement programs. Duh! Did Lady Liberty shed a tear over the 1.6 million immigrants from Muslim lands that have entered America since 9/11? Did Lady Liberty cry over the Americans mangled and killed over the years by Muslim immigrants? You know, think about Nidal Hassan, the army officer that killed all the people at Fort Hood, Texas. Or think about San Bernardino or the Boston Marathon bombings. I could go on and on and on and list numerous examples of radical Muslims coming into this country and killing Americans. But apparently that doesn't matter to liberals. Do we want to turn it into Europe? Elites may want this to happen, but do Americans who elected Donald Trump want this to happen, or do they want to be protected from harm? You know, similarly ignored is the Democrat presidents in the past, including Obama, have repeatedly used their authority under the Constitution to put in place bans on immigrants from certain war-torn regions. The biggest hypocrite of all has been Barack Hussein Obama, who mocked Trump's idea that a pause in such immigration might be necessary. Don't forget, Obama barred huge groups of potentially dangerous immigrants from entering the United States at least 6 times during his presidency, undercutting his own claim that barring Muslims from terrorist countries, as Donald Trump has proposed, is somehow un-American
or unusual.
It's not. In his first ban, according to a search of White House records, Obama instituted a ban on immigrants or non-immigrants covered by a larger United Nations travel ban. He also included those on an economic sanctions list. And most of the countries that he sanctioned were Muslim countries. Trump cited the very same section of law that Obama used. It's exactly the same law. It's Section 212F of the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1952. And it says, quote, whenever the president finds that the entry of aliens or of any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, the president may, by proclamation, and for such period as he shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem appropriate. So all these talking heads and all these complete idiots out there saying that what Trump did was illegal are basically lying, which is not surprising, given, you know, our mainstream media. We already know that they're purveyors of fake news, and most of them are habitual liars anyway. But Obama used that exact same provision back in 2011. He used it twice in 2012 and two more times in 2014.
And the reason they have that provision is because you notice the date on that is 1952. Well, they didn't allow German citizens in here, and they didn't allow people from Japan in here because we were at war. And so what they wanted to do was they wanted to give the president a little bit of more authority. So in case during the Cold War that we were invaded by China or Russia, that he would be able to immediately stop the process of anyone coming over here for
nefarious purposes.
Now,
do you remember, and I remember this very, very vividly because I was there, after the Vietnam War, Vietnamese refugees were banned from coming to the United States by Democrats.
Temporarily, but
yes,
temporarily.
But they were banned by Democrats. In reaction to the Orlando terror attack, Trump said, when I'm elected, this was back during the campaign. This is a direct quote from Donald Trump. He says, when I'm elected, I will suspend immigration from areas of the world where there is a proven history of terrorism against the United States, Europe, or our allies until we fully understand how to end these threats. And Obama, of course, hypocritically ripped him. He says, that's not the America we want. It doesn't reflect our democratic ideals. It will make us less safe. Well, what are those democratic ideals? Let's see. Let's open the borders to anybody that wants to come in. Let's give U.S. jobs to people that are in the country illegally. Let's forgive people that are here illegally from crimes they commit. Oh, and don't forget, let's kill as many babies as we possibly can. According to Obama, that's American ideals. Well, I got news for you, Barack. I don't want to live in your America. I want to live in the America that elected Donald J. Trump as president of the United States.
And talk about diversity. Look at all those groups he's got out there exercising. More than Michelle's ever done, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we got to take a break. I got to give away something else. I know everybody hates it when I give stuff away. I have in my hot little hand a certificate for a house special dinner from the Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant. They're located at the foot of Newmark on Highway 101 in Coos Bay. They're open 7 days a week from 11 in the morning to 9:30 in the evening. They got great food, great service. You can dine in, you can carry out, or you can even call them up and they will deliver right to your door. And this house special includes barbecued pork, sweet and sour pork, fried shrimp, spring roll, pork fried rice, and pork chow mein. It's a lot of food. It's a huge meal, and I'm going to give it away to caller number 3 at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124, and win a house special dinner at the Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant, and I'll be right back.
There are times when many of us could use some extra cash. World Pawn Exchange, located at 1980 Sherman in downtown North Bend, pays cash for firearms, gold and silver coins and jewelry, musical instruments, electronics, and more. World Pawn Exchange is also a great place to shop for unique items for yourself or others. So, if you need cash, stop by World Pawn Exchange at 1980 Sherman Avenue in downtown North Bend. Get the cash you need now.
Looking for a vehicle but not sure what to get or where to go for the best deal? Then allow Jim Vick Auto Sales to assist you. Choose from economy cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans. And just in case you're looking for that sports car you've always wanted, you might just find that too. Plus, when Jim says,
if I can't save you money, I don't deserve your business.
Jim means just that, helping you save money and making sure you're satisfied with the vehicle you choose. Jim Vick Auto Sales, on the corner of Virginia and Broadway, and online at jimvickautosales.com.
Do you suffer from chronic back pain, neck pain, joint pain, or problem sleeping? South Coast Compassion, located in the Bunker Hill area at 93705 Newport Lane across from Able Insurance, may have the solution for you. They offer a full line of medicinal edibles and lotions made from cannabis extracts that have been proven to be effective against pain with no unwanted side effects. South Coast Compassion is open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Stop by South Coast Compassion and get rid of that pain.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. This is going to be a real short segment because I went so long on the last segment. We've only got about a minute here, but it just amazes me how the lamestream media just keeps lying and lying and lying. You get Barack Hussein Obama comes up and tells these huge whoppers, and nobody calls him on it. We've got attorneys general from across the country supposedly going to sue Trump because of his immigration order. These people are supposed to be attorneys. Apparently, they haven't bothered to read the law because the law is solidly on Trump's side. So all of this that's going on and has been going on for the last couple days, it's nothing more than a distraction. It's nothing more than BS. It's nothing more than a bunch of liberals who got walked in the election, and they can't get over the fact that the American people aren't buying the line of crap that they're selling. You know, the people have woke up. We're not quite as stupid out here in flyover country as they would have you believe. And I'm going to leave it at that. We're at the top of the hour. We're going to hear from some of our fine sponsors. And, of course, you're going to get more drivel and propaganda from the lamestream media. So put on your brain filters, suffer through it, and I'll be back in a couple of minutes. Banned Iranians and after Tehran seized the U.S. embassy. The refugee and asylum laws that allow presidents to control immigration into America specifically cite fear of persecution from religious minorities as being a mitigating factor in considering immigrants' ability to come to America. This is a fact that's ignored in a criticism of Trump's order to give preference to Christians fleeing Muslim persecution. Don't forget, under Obama, only 2% of the so-called refugees were Christian. 98% were Muslims. Obama massively favored Muslim refugees and asylum seekers over Christians. And left unmentioned is that the wave of refugees coming from Syria and Iraq is actually the fault of King Barack Hussein Obama. Remember when Smokin' Joe Biden declared that Iraq was a great bleeping success when Obama prematurely removed the stabilizing American forces from Iraq, prompting the disintegration of that country's government and the rise of ISIS? Anybody remember that?
Too bad we couldn't have gotten his dad to prematurely.
Yeah. In Syria, Obama could have set up safe zones and enforced his own red line, as Democrat and Republican presidents have successfully done to protect Muslims in various strife-prone areas, like the Balkans and Iraq, with zero loss of American lives. But the king was much too smart, and he chose not to do any of that and got a bunch of Americans killed. He ignored the lessons of history, just as the media and the Democrat politicians are doing now when it comes to Trump's executive order to protect Americans. Why would the text of President Trump's executive order suspending travel visas be readily available on CNN, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, but not on the White House webpage? Why would that be? I don't think it's accidental, folks. The limiting visa program was President Obama's action, not President Trump's. Trump is not suspending visas from countries that his team selected. They are suspending the visa approval from countries that were selected by King Barack Hussein Obama. Additionally, Trump is suspending all visa applications from those countries, and it has nothing to do with the religion of the applicants.
Unless Obama was racist.
Well, yeah. Well, Obama's black. He can't be racist. It's only white American males that can be racist. Remember, in America, only white American males can be racist because it's white American males that are the oppressors, according to the liberals. So if you're a white American male listening to me, you're an oppressor. You're a horrible, evil person. I find it interesting, though, that the vast majority of the tax revenue that flows into the government coffers come from those evil, racist, disgusting white American males. How can that be? All President Trump is doing is taking the same action that Obama took in 2013 and applying visa restrictions to the nation states that Obama selected in 2015 and 16. That's all he's done. This is nothing new. It is not a Muslim ban. The majority of the world's Muslims are going to be totally untouched by the Trump visa ban. I tried to get a percentage. I looked at a number of sources. And depending on the source you want to believe, I've chosen not to believe any of them. But I saw numbers ranging from 3% all the way up to 20% of Muslims that would actually be affected. So, you know, pick a number for yourself, whatever makes you comfortable, I guess. But the vast majority aren't going to be affected at all. This hypocrisy is just totally unbelievable. Obama banned all Iraqi refugees for 6 months in 2011. And the liberals and the lying fake news media said nothing. Why was there no outrage then? Why are the people who are in greatest danger in Syria, the religiously persecuted, not prioritized under Obama? Why were the people who worked for the U.S. and promised visas slow walked by the Obama regime from getting those visas? So much so that some of them were killed while they were waiting. These were people that assisted us.
Yeah, I watched that on 60 Minutes not too long ago. Yeah, a family couldn't get in and they were just recently killed because they weren't allowed to come to this country. And that was under the Obama administration.
All that is a reinforcement of the fact that Obama was a lying piece of crap, Hillary was a lying piece of crap, and Donald Trump actually goes out and does something positive, and the libs and the media come totally unglued.
Well, you know, I guess if they're not going to protect our own in Benghazi, I guess we shouldn't expect them to protect those who help us in other countries, I suppose.
Yeah, but under Obama, people who could not be adequately vetted. This is according to the FBI and NSA. People that could not be properly vetted were still allowed in under Obama. And all that's happening is Trump says, we're going to have a temporary ban on this until our various security agencies get their act together and set up a vetting process that's going to protect America. Oh, my God! He's going to protect America. How could he do such a thing?
They should wait for them all to be in line and say, death to America, and see how many respond.
That
should be one of the tests. And then have them eat a ham sandwich.
You know, Trump made it clear to the world during his inauguration speech that from now on, the U.S. would make decisions based on the principle of putting America first. Oh, my God. The fake news media got their knickers all knotted up because of the new operating principle. How dare Trump suggest such an un-American concept of putting America and Americans first? How could he do that? He is such an evil SOB with funny-looking orange hair. And a radical leftist believed that the U.S. should put every other nation first when making decisions that affect the U.S. Of course, they don't expect any other nation to do such a stupid thing. But America must never follow policies, practices, and programs that have our best interests at heart. We can't do that. My God, it's un-American to put American first. It's un-American to want Americans to be safe in their homes.
If we don't do it, then which country is? Maybe we should move there. Who's for America first besides America?
Well, duh.
You know, hello.
Now, this doesn't mean that the American people should not help other nations in times of disaster, as we've always done.
Actually, we are the number one.
We are the number one.
To the next fifth one down, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we've always helped other countries. But political decisions should be made with the idea that we ask, how will this impact our country? And then we do what's best for America. It's absolutely insane to make decisions that are not beneficial to America. Would any of these non-thinkers suggest that a family should not make decisions based on what's best for the family? One media darling suggested that it's racist to put American first. Oh my God, but then, you know, nowadays everything's racist. I have been accused of racism. And you know what my response is? So what's your point?
Right.
Who cares? I don't care what these people think, and none of you people listening should give a rat's behind what any liberal thinks. What liberals think, they've already proven they're not capable of rational thought. So whatever they think should be totally irrelevant to everybody with any common sense.
That's like worrying about what my crazy uncle is thinking, you know? Who cares?
The guy's
a blithering idiot.
The LA Times pontificated last week. And what would it mean if all countries are left free to pursue their narrow self-interest? Of course all nations should be free to pursue their own interest. Have these people lost their minds? Or are they so saturated with leftist Marxist ideology that this is a normal reaction to common sense? That's what's uncommon here, is common sense. These people, they're a bunch of idiots. They've already demonstrated it beyond a reasonable shadow of doubt. I could take these libs into any court with a jury of 12 of my peers and prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that they're liars, scum, and idiots. It would be a no contest thing. And they expect us to pay attention to what they think? Who cares what they think? You know, a responsible public official should consider all the ramifications of a matter and then do what's best for his constituency. Why in the hell would anybody in an elected position want to make decisions that benefit anybody other than his constituency?
Well, Merkley, when it comes to rural Oregon.
Merkley's an idiot. He's a communist. He's a Marxist. You know, I could put together a bunch of Merkley's statements to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that piece of crap ought to be in a rubber room or in prison.
Did you see him describing Oregon during the when he was doing the confirmation hearings? I mean, the way he sat there and the way he was describing Oregon, it was like, well, where the hell, what state do you live in, sir?
The problem with libs is they're so wrapped up in their ideology that they no longer have common sense, and they honestly believe that you and I, they believe that we're too stupid to understand what they're doing to us. And I don't know about you folks, but I'm getting real damn tired of being assumed stupid. I'll readily admit to being crazy, but I don't think I'm stupid.
Hear, hear.
Anyway, we got to take a break. If you'd like to join the conversation, I want to know what you think. Does anybody think it's a good idea to open our borders and let anybody walk in that wants to, regardless of whether they're drug dealers, murderers, rapists, terrorists? Do you think that's a good idea? If anybody out there thinks that that's a good idea, I want you to call me at 541-267-2124 and let's discuss why it's a good idea to let these kind of people into America. I'll be right back.
The new KO2 has just landed at your local BF Goodrich dealer. With technology designed to conquer the hardest terrain on Earth, the KO2 is BF Goodrich's toughest all-terrain tire ever. And now, that Baja-born toughness is ready for you. Whether you're at work or at play, take on the toughest off-road challenges with confidence. The new BF Goodrich All-Terrain TA KO2. Get yours today at Far West Tire Factory, Highway 101, Coos Bay.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole in the Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
Gibbs RV closeout sale at Gibbs RV in Coos Bay. Gibbs RV closeout sale. Save thousands on 2016 travel trailers and fifth wheels. Gibbs RV closeout sale. Great selection from Forest River and Keystone. Gibbs RV closeout sale. Save like never before on Winnebago and Outdoors RV. Gibbs RV closeout sale. Shop early while supplies last. Only at Gibbs RV in Coos Bay.
Today's newer vehicles are more dependable than ever before. Qualified technicians keep them operating at peak efficiency. Bayshore Auto Repair, North Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay, have all the proper equipment and training to service and repair today's high-tech vehicles. Bayshore Auto Repair believes that care of their customers is just as important as the care they give your vehicle. Call 269-2700 for an appointment to keep your car, truck, or RV in top running condition. Bayshore Auto Repair. Top quality service and excellent customer care are their most important goals.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. You know, here's the thing, folks. This is the bottom line that we all need to keep in mind all the time. America first. America last. America always. And, of course, the liberals and the media are out there whining, oh, you're a bunch of bigots. Oh, you're a bunch of racists. But most sane Americans believe that we don't have to apologize for putting our national interests first and wanting to keep America, America. Oh, my God. That's un-American.
Well, hell, man, we're $21 trillion in debt. We cannot help others unless we help ourselves first.
If we don't do the things that Donald Trump is advocating, we're not going to have an America to worry about.
Not even to worry about, right?
You know, it's going to be difficult enough for Trump to undo the damage of 8 years of the Obama regime. This is just a first step. So I'm sure that as time goes on, liberals are going to find more things.
Right.
And, you know, and mark my word, folks, make a note of this, and we'll compare notes here in a couple of months. Virtually everything that Donald Trump tries to do, I don't care what it is, it's going to be bigoted, it's going to be racist, it's going to be un-American. And now remember, this is coming from the bunch of Einsteins that predicted that Hillary was going to win the primaries and that Hillary was going to win the presidency that Donald Trump didn't stand a chance. So remember the mental acuity of the idiots that are making these statements. They've been wrong 100% of the time, Is there any reason whatsoever? Can somebody call and give me a reason why we should believe anything they say? And that goes for our daily, our not quite daily toilet paper fake news source here in Coos Bay. All they do is they pick up the lies from the AP and they republish them because the people over there are too damn stupid to do any research and find out what the facts are.
Hell, they're not even creative to rewrite it in their own words to make it their own story. That's the pathetic part of the world.
Yeah. You know, none of this means that we are by nature superior to anybody else. And it doesn't mean that we wish anybody else any ill will. It simply means we like what we have here. Although we would like to remove the crime, the hatred, the perversion, the abortion, and the lies from the media, but it would be abnormal if we didn't want America to continue to be America.
You know, what a great country. People don't even understand that our country fought a war, one of the only countries who fought a civil war to end slavery.
Yeah,
and we never get credit for this stuff.
No. Well, we've got all the social justice warriors out
right
there, all the snowflakes, and they're trying to... This tickled me. I watched a video of one of these idiots talking to a bunch of his followers at one of their protests, and they're holding America accountable for kicking the British out. They're holding America accountable for oppressing the poor Native Americans. They're holding America accountable for slavery, even though we fought a civil war over it. And these people are so damn stupid, they don't even understand it wasn't Americans that introduced slavery into North America.
And they always say that 400 years of slavery in this country? No, it was 120 years of slavery,
yes,
and then we fought a civil
war.
And
it was the Dutch that actually
right
brought the slaves to the New World, and it was the Dutch bought the slaves from coastal tribes in Africa that went to the interior of Africa, captured people, put them in chains, took them to the coast, and sold them to the Dutch traders.
You know, the fact that the Indians didn't have a collective border patrol or border control over their borders proves that maybe we should learn from the Indians and not make the mistake that they did. I mean, shouldn't that be what the liberals should be teaching
us? Then you go back to this oppression crap of how the evil white man came from Europe and they dispossessed all these proud Native Americans. I'm tired of that term. I'll tell you what. I am a Native American. I was born in this country.
Right.
I'm a Native American. That line is pure BS. It's crap, and anybody that uses it is an idiot.
You know, when the Spanish came here, Cortez came here, and I just watched this on the history show, how he fought against the Mayans, or was it the Aztecs? I forget which.
I
but
don't
he,
remember. Yeah.
He united over 10 other Indian tribes who were being oppressed by the larger Aztecs or the Mayans,
right,
like I said, I forgot. And so they were being oppressed, so he used them to overthrow them who were enslaving other tribes. So slavery was in this country way before it was a country.
Way before the Dutch brought black people here.
Exactly.
And, you know, the problem is with our government schools that don't teach anything, there are so many people out there that are just oh so convinced they know what they're talking about, and basically they don't know crap from apple butter. It doesn't mean that America is somehow superior. We're not perfect. We're not even close to it.
There is no such place.
There's no such thing. But believe me, folks, I have traveled all over the world and not to the 5-star hotels. I prefer America to any place I've ever been. What's wrong with that? To keep it that way, we've always got to do what is best for America. If in doing what's best for us, it has a positive residual impact on other countries, then so be it. That's a good thing. But to suggest that America should not always do what's best in our own behalf is absolute insanity. Of course, liberalism, I agree with Dr. Michael Savage. Liberalism is a mental disease, and all you got to do is listen to these screeching, whining, lying pieces of crap, and all they're doing is reinforcing the fact that they're idiots.
I think they're scaring the average person. If you sit there and look at
it. No, they're scaring themselves. Okay. Anybody with common sense recognizes them for what they are.
Yeah, you may be right. What I mean is scaring Americans is actually they're worrying Americans because they look at this and think, God, is my fellow citizen that nuts? And you have to come to the conclusion, well, yeah, they are that nuts.
Well, unless you live in Portland, probably right. Not. But, hey, we got to take another break here. I need to get more on track with the time. But we're gonna take another break here. If you'd like to join the conversation, you know, you folks listening out there, surely you have opinions and thoughts on this. Do you agree with what Donald Trump did on banning potential terrorists from coming into the country? Or do you think that the media and the screeching libs are right that we should just let anybody come in at will and kill us off at will? And even though they're killing us, we've got to take into account that they come from an oppressed country. And yes, Mr. Terrorist, it's quite all right if you want to kill my family, because I realize you come from a bad place. I'm waiting to hear some lib say that. But I want to hear your opinions. Give me a call, 541-267-2124. I'll be right back.
There are times when many of us could use some extra cash. World Pawn Exchange, located at 1980 Sherman in downtown North Bend, pays cash for firearms, gold and silver coins and jewelry, musical instruments, electronics, and more. World Pawn Exchange is also a great place to shop for unique items for yourself or others. So, if you need cash, stop by World Pawn Exchange at 1980 Sherman Avenue in downtown North Bend. Get the cash you need now.
All loans subject to lender approval must be in business 1 year and have $100,000 in annual revenue. If your goal is to take your small business to the next level, there's something you're going to need above all else. Money. Fortunately, we're talking with someone who's no stranger to helping small businesses. Barbara Corcoran from TV Shark Tank.
Listen, all companies need capital, and when it comes to capital, no one knows small business like OnDeck. OnDeck has delivered over $5 billion in loans, and having earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, it's no wonder why 9 out of 10 customers would recommend OnDeck to a friend. There's no obligation, and you could receive a loan decision in minutes and funding in as fast as one business day. Over 50,000 small businesses have already received the loans they needed, and so could you.
Speak with our U.S.-based loan specialist and find out how much you qualify for now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-294-0255. That's 800-294-0255. 800-294-0255.
Hi, I'm Chris, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is President of Hillsdale College, Dr. Larry Arn, on the importance of the presidential oath of office.
Members of Congress and federal judges take an oath to the Constitution, but the Constitution prescribes the exact words of the oath only for the president. The American presidency was a new and powerful office created at the Constitutional Convention of 1787. Nothing like it existed in any other constitution in history. It was designed to allow certain virtue, decision, activity, secrecy, dispatch, things like that. And they were thought to be essential to executive power, especially in a crisis. But despite this immense power, the president is not so powerful as the Constitution itself. That is why presidents must pledge to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution, and why it is the duty of the people to ensure that they do so.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket Constitution and Declaration, go to ConstitutionMinute.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former congressman and presidential candidate. We're at the beginning of a new year. Who knows what the future will bring? Hopefully, the years ahead will be better. I am betting on America. But just in case things don't turn out as well as we would like, I am going to tell you about something remarkable that I have recently come across. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. My family and I are using it to prepare for those times that we hope never come. With our home freeze dryer, we are preserving home-cooked meals, fruits and vegetables, even ice cream. It's really easy to use and creates food that is healthy, has no preservatives, and will stay fresh for 25 years. We may not know what the future will bring, but one thing is certain. Because of Harvest Right, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, call 800-511-4113 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-511-4113.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. Here he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. You know, before the break, I was on a little rant about I'm sick to death of people calling themselves Native Americans. I'm a Native American. I was born in this country. What the people that are calling themselves Native Americans should be calling themselves indigenous peoples, because that's what they are. They were indigenous here before the Europeans arrived. But even they were not Native Americans, because they immigrated via the land bridge across the Bering Strait
right
after the last ice age. And they came in and they displaced people that were already here. So, you know, this crap of immigrants supposedly being somehow superior to Native America or American citizens, it's all crap. It's all made up BS, made up by a bunch of liberals. It goes right back to what I talked about in last hour, diversity. All diversity is a means to divide and conquer. You know, Americans should just be Americans. We shouldn't have hyphenated Americans. I don't really give a rat's behind about your ethnicity or your race or religion. If you're an American, you're an American, and all Americans bleed red.
You know, my motto on race is keep procreating until we're all the same color.
Well, that's happening. You know, most of us identify with America the same way we identify with our families. I don't identify with your family. I identify with my family.
I'm a bunch of drunk Irish family. You probably wouldn't want to identify with them
bunch
anyway.
Yeah, a bunch of redheaded. And I don't wish you any ill will or failure. I just identify with my family because it's my family. As with a family, so with a nation. If that wasn't true, then there would be no countries. But then maybe that's exactly what the globalists want. One massive family in one big world with no boundaries, where all cultures would be equal and controlled by elitists for their own purposes, not for the welfare or the purposes of the people. And that's the direction that the world has been going ever since the end of the Cold War.
It's that utopian idea that John Lennon used to sing about in his song Imagine. Imagine if there were no people and no borders and so on.
Well, you
and so
could
on.
Imagine that if you did all the drugs that John Lennon did.
Well, yeah, slept with all those people. But, you know, could you imagine trying to live in the inner city without no doors or gates on your house?
That's basically what these libs are saying. All you people out there that think Trump was wrong, that think we ought to have open borders, we shouldn't build a wall, we should let any refugee from anywhere in the world come into America, I've got a suggestion. And this is how you can gain my respect. I want you to take the doors off your house. I want you to make your house open to anybody that wants to walk in so they can help themselves to your food, all of your toys that you spent hard-earned money for. Maybe even evict you out of your bedroom because, my God, you know, two people in a big bed, that's just a waste. We need to have, you know, at least 20 people in that room.
And in fact, leave your keys in your car and go ahead and put your wallet on the table because, you know, you don't need to be having all of that to yourself.
Exactly. You're just being selfish.
Where do these people live? I want to go visit them.
Well, I do too. I'm going to start driving around when I see a house with no door on it. I know that it's open and I can go in and help myself.
We should put up signs. We should have liberal signs. This is a liberal house. Just come on in, you know?
Well, I've got a sign. I had it out for a while. My the neighbors that caused me to get it have long since moved away. But at one time I had a sign. It said something. I don't remember the exact wording. It said something to the effect that my neighbors are not armed because they don't believe in guns.
Right.
And out of deference to their beliefs, I promise not to use my guns to defend them against robbers, rapists, or murderers. Well, that's what it comes down to. You know, immigration, both legal and illegal, is changing America before our eyes every day. And one indication is that the New York City public schools have students that speak 176 different languages.
Now, how are you going to cater? How can any country cater to all those people?
The Nashville schools have students that speak 120 different languages. LA schools have students that speak 154 different languages. Now, is it best for America to have over 100 different languages? Is it not in the best interest of America to have everybody learn our language, just like virtually every other country on the planet requires for citizenship?
Doesn't Ivanka speak five languages?
Yeah, she speaks five languages fluently, but according to one liberal twit, he couldn't do an interview with her because her English sucks.
I don't care what she says. I like the way she says it.
Yeah. You know, we expect school teachers to teach non-English students. Why? Why? Why not expect all immigrants to learn English?
We don't expect them to teach our own kids, Jim. I'm not sure.
Well, why have a choice of Spanish or English when you call somebody on the phone? Why is it good for our country to water down our culture? Would somebody explain that to me? In every negotiation, discussion, treaty, legislation, etc., I believe it is absolute treason not to put America first.
In fact, they got a county, or it was a city in Texas, that they only publish in Spanish because most of the town is Spanish.
Right.
And so they only conduct their meetings in Spanish as well.
Well, then
which
maybe,
is from Spain, not Mexico.
Maybe they should consider moving elsewhere.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
You know, this is America. We speak English. You know, I've got some advice for the politicians out there. And I know there are a few of them listen to this show. But I've got some advice. It's time you started working for the people and stop fighting with your rivals across the aisle. Stop fighting with and trying to trip up the other side. Start doing only those things that help people. Stop the game. Stop the obstruction. Stop the chest beating and my party is better than your party crap. And stop treating the voters like they're a bunch of idiots. And start doing your job. And your job is real simple. You work for us. We don't work for you. From our point of view, there's only one side, and that's the American people.
That's what's great about Trump. And that's what I enjoy watching
him
every day.
Well, did you see the instructions that Trump gave to the White House staff when he moved in?
No, actually, I didn't.
He gathered the entire White House staff together. And he explained to them, he says, you know, I'm now president of the United States, but you don't work for me. You work for the American people. And every day when you come to work, you remind yourself just exactly who you work for. He said that to the White House staff. That's the kind of person we need leading this country.
Right.
Not some effeminate twit that lies through his teeth. This is another thing. The media all of a sudden has become sensitive to lies from the White House. Where in the hell were they for the last 8 years? If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Oh, our ambassador to Libya, in Benghazi. Well, he was killed because of an internet video.
Fast and Furious? We never gave guns to Mexican terrorists.
No. No. I mean, this is for all these idiot celebrities that just can't seem to keep from publicly demonstrating their stupidity and ignorance. I got some advice for them, too. Being talented in one area doesn't translate into any sort of special insight or wisdom in another, such as politics. The thing that these arrogant twits seem to forget is that they only exist to provide us with entertainment. That's it. Nothing else.
You mean kind of like a monkey on a string, really? That's basically
the
only talent.
Well, basically, the public that wants to be entertained is the organ grinder.
Right.
And all of these Hollywood twits are the monkeys.
That was my name for my wife before I got married, the organ grinder. But no, that's a whole other story.
Oh, okay. You know, these people make their living pretending to be somebody else. They play dress up like little five-year-old kids. And their world is a make-believe world. It's not real. It doesn't exist. They live for the camera while the rest of us live in the real world. Their entire existence depends on our patronage. Therefore, I don't care where they stand on issues. Their opinion means absolutely nothing. Just because they had a lead role in a movie about prostitution doesn't mean that they know a damn thing about what it's like to be a prostitute. Of course, most of them are anyway. I look at Madonna when she was speaking to the Women's March.
Oh, geez.
I thought, these people are giving credibility to a woman that promised to give oral sex to any man that voted for Hillary? I mean, give me a break. This is the same woman. I can't say that on the air. Although I desperately want to.
Getting closer, Jim.
But most of these Hollywood types, they've got all the morals of an oversexed alley cat. And they want to inflict that kind of morality on the rest of us. And then they get all upset because most of us believe that, you know, if you're married, you don't screw around.
Right.
Most of us believe that you treat other people with honesty and respect. You don't screech at them because they happen to disagree with you.
Especially on a plane where the rest of us are waiting.
Well, it's too bad I wasn't one of the passengers. I'd have had them walk.
Yeah.
I'd open the door and say, get out.
At 30,000 feet,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. And if they didn't want to go, I would assist them, you know. But, you know, I don't care about these people. I don't care what they think. The hard truth is that these aren't real people. I can turn off my TV or shut off my computer, and they cease to exist.
And you know what the great thing is eventually technology is going to eliminate the overpriced, overpaid actor because they're going to be able to put these artificial people into these movies. And so just like the clerk.
Wait a minute. We've already got artificial people in the movie.
Well, yeah, most of Madonna's artificial, yeah, let's go with that.
I know exactly what you're saying. And
these computer assembly, you know.
You got to remember, Hollywood only exists because of the real people out
there. Right, right.
Their job is to entertain us. When they cease to be entertaining, we can live without them. And I don't advocate this for anybody else. This is a personal thing. I will not watch any movies or any shows that have certain liberal actors in them. I just won't do it. Maybe I'm depriving myself of some quality entertainment, but I don't even want to acknowledge their existence because they're not real people.
They really ruin good movies when you sit there and you see someone that you don't. Like Meryl Streep is one who I think she's a great actor, but every time
she's a complete political idiot.
Sit there and you think, well, all you can think of that is in the back of your head.
Look at the SAG Awards.
Yeah.
You know, this is supposed to be a bunch of plastic people patting each other on the back and telling each other how wonderful they are.
Right.
So what do they do? They did an award program that was nothing but hate Trump, hate Trump, hate Trump. And this from a bunch of idiots that don't have a clue. Anyway, I got to take a break. We're going to give something away. This is from Dishner's Family Restaurant. They're located at 2603 Broadway in North Bend. They're about halfway between Virginia and Newmark. The food is great. It is home-cooked food. I eat there fairly frequently. But they're open 7 days a week from 6 in the morning till 8 in the evening. And they're offering a Malibu Beach chicken dinner, which includes, of course, a Malibu Beach chicken. I wonder if they had to go all the way to California to catch those chickens.
I was just going
to
ask you that. I'm kind of curious now.
Yeah, I have to ask them when I'm over there. It includes a chicken, plus your choice of potato or rice pilaf, a vegetable, and dinner roll. It's a really good meal. I've had this. It's really, really good. I'm going to give it away to caller number 3 at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124, to get a Malibu Beach chicken dinner at Dishner's Family Restaurant, and I'll be right back.
Do you suffer from chronic back pain, neck pain, joint pain, or problems sleeping? South Coast Compassion, located in the Bunker Hill area at 93705 Newport Lane across from Able Insurance, may have the solution for you. They offer a full line of medicinal edibles and lotions made from cannabis extracts that have been proven to be effective against pain with no unwanted side effects. South Coast Compassion is open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Stop by South Coast Compassion and get rid of that pain.
Think about this. What makes you want to buy a vehicle you're looking at? Is it the price, style, comfort, the color? Sure, these are important and main factors, but what about during the process? What about after the sale? Jim, the owner of Jim Vic Auto Sales, believes customer service and a sales staff that does everything they can to help you is just as important, if not more. That's why Jim says,
"If I can't save you money, I don't deserve your business."
Jim Vic Auto Sales on the corner of Virginia and Broadway and online at jimvicautosales.com.
McDonald's Big Mac is the classic American burger with two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Now you can try the Mac Jr., all the flavor of the original Big Mac in a single layer, or the Grand Mac with 1/3 pound of pure beef with no fillers, additives, or preservatives. For a limited time only at your locally owned McDonald's in Coos Bay, North Bend, Walmart, and Meatsport.
Slip away to the tropics. The tropical decor at the new Copacabana, North Bend's newest and friendliest night spot. The Copacabana is located at 645 Virginia Avenue and features not only a full-service bar for all your favorite adult beverages, but offers hamburgers, seafood, and appetizers to satisfy your munchies. They're open from 5 till midnight Monday through Thursday and 5 till 2:30 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. At the Copacabana, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights are special with a live DJ for your dancing and listening pleasure. That's the Copacabana, 645 Virginia in North Bend. Stop by tonight.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. Okay, we got a winner on the free meal at Dishner's. We'll do something again next week. You know, these Hollywood twits, I don't give a rat's behind what they think about BP executives deserve the death penalty because they're polluting the planet. I don't care what they think about the environment. I don't care if they believe fracking is bad. I don't care if they call for more gun control. I don't care if they want to murder babies. I don't care if they believe in catastrophic human-induced global warming. They should get back into their make-believe bubble, and I'll let them know when I'm in the mood for something pretty or scary or funny.
You think they would all be hidden in their safe spaces right now with Donald Trump as president.
Well, yeah.
We shouldn't even be seeing these people. They should be hiding and cuddling fuzzy bears.
And, you know, one other thing. What was all this crap with, I'll leave the country if Donald Trump wins? Remember that?
I'll buy you a ticket if they would, you know?
Don't they know how stupid that made them sound? What did they think my reaction was going to be to that? Oh, I better not vote for Donald Trump or my God, we could lose Whoopi Goldberg or Al Sharpton or Amy Schumer or innumerable other Hollywood twits. My God, that should be an incentive right there to vote for Hillary, right?
No kidding. I was thinking to help Amy takes her Uncle Chuck with her, you know, Uncle Chuck Schumer there.
Hell yeah, but, you know, who really gives a rat's behind what these people think? They're a bunch of idiots. They're entertainers. Leave. I don't care. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. I will help you. I will buy you a one-way ticket to wherever you want to go. Just stay gone.
I think Amy could make jokes about her vagina in Canada. I think that'd be okay. She could do that.
I don't really give a rat's behind about her vagina.
Oh, well, that's a scary story. I think we've hit a whole new level.
Well, you know,
Jim,
it's probably so well used that who would want anything to do with it anyway? You know, yeah, make me laugh, make me cry, even scare me at times. But realize this. The only words of theirs that matter are scripted, just like their pathetic little lives. In my world, the real world, they exist solely for my entertainment and absolutely nothing else. Who in the hell came up with this dumb idea that Hollywood celebrities are somehow smarter than the rest of us? I've met some of them. You know what? A lot of them. I won't say all of them. A lot of them. And I've had occasion over the years to interact with some of them. A lot of them, they're so damn stupid they have to have people tell them what to do every minute of every day because they're too damn stupid to do it on their own.
And remember what they did to Ronald Reagan, who was an actor, who was the president of the Actors Guild back in the 50s? I mean, this guy did more for actors than most people who are in the business are doing today, and yet they lambasted him through his whole entire presidency, called him an idiot, called him a poser.
But now these Hollywood twits are royalty. You know, I wonder if most of them could even find Syria on a map with both hands, 3 days, and a flashlight. I wonder how many of them could give a coherent explanation of the relationship between geopolitics and our economy. You know, it just amazes me that we the people allow these idiots to go up and spout off with impunity. The way to deal with them? Okay, they want to be politicians, fine. Then they're no longer actors. We no longer participate in whatever it is they're acting in. Seems simple to me. Now, I've been doing this for a number of years. People can do what they want. But here's the bottom line, and Donald Trump understands it. People respond to incentives. Stop creating incentives to do things that we don't want, like Obamacare, and create incentives for people to do what we do want. And that's exactly what Donald Trump is doing. God, what a concept. He told us what he was going to do, and he's doing it. Tell me the downside of that. Anyway, we're out of time. These 2 hours go past really, really fast every week. I will be back next week, though. And until then, I want you to go out there, and you have a great week.